This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hundreds and hundreds of volunteers coming out every few weeks out of South Africa as South African blacks kill black migrants from other parts of the world. Mainstream media works around the clock to cover this up. This is the murder. This is the killing. This is what the left brings you and what the communists, the ANC, engage in. Mass extermination of the indigenous tribes of South Africa and now those coming in from outside the nation. This is who the ANC is. And Robert Mugabe just died. He, of course, took over a large part of Africa, exterminated all the whites that didn't run. He's being hailed by the AP as a savior. Mugabe dies, liberated Zimbabwe, then held it 37 years. We'll get to that in a moment. Tom Pappert's riding shotgun with me. But UN holds Europe hostage as Turkey threatens migrant invasion. Turkey says if they don't let Turkey set up political parties in Europe to then take over Europe, they will unleash millions more invaders into Europe. Turkey threatens to flood Europe with migrants, holding them hostage. Erdogan calls upon Western nations to fund the reparation of millions of Syrian refugees he plans to resettle in a safe zone. If not, he will ship them into Europe. This is the plan. This is how they operate. This is us being held hostage.
Absolutely right, and they've done this before. Every single time Turkey wants something, they say, hey, we've got these millions of refugees, and if you don't give us exactly what we want, they're going into Europe. And really, this is the dumbest – it's not even dumb. It's all planned. They know what they're doing. And the problem is now you've got a few countries in Europe, Central and Eastern Europe, that are starting to fight back. But this was all by design. They want Turkey to be a member of the EU. They want Turkey to be able to do whatever it wants. And Turkey is loving all this political power it's got. I mean, you've got a guy there who's basically a dictator, and he is using his position to – hold Europe by the short and curlies to do whatever they want. It might as well just be claimed as Turkey. The Middle Ages are back, Alex. It is all Turkey now.
The Ottoman Empire, and the UN thinks they can control 1.8 million Muslims, set to be 3 billion.
Right.
They average like six kids on average in just 11 years. And they are preparing to use the autocratic central system of Islam, merge with a communist corporate fascist system, to control the entire planet. This is just unbelievable evil.
It is. Well, and you know as well as I do that it's going to result in very dangerous things. It's going to we don't want violence, but it's going to result in violence. That's what we're fighting.
I'm not living under godless Sharia law with a bunch of leftist minders running around with their machine guns pissing on us. Because they're all over the news. They're all over Yahoo. This morning, hundreds of comments I read saying, we want to kill Alex Jones. We can't wait to put him in a torture camp. All these people that can't even work a job are fantasizing how they're going to be the guards. They'll never be the guards, but they're going to bring that in. And I want to assure them. I want to assure them this is America. This is Sparta. And there are still people like that left, and you will pay when you make that move. We're ready. We're trying to fix things peacefully. But all you fantasizing, it's like when left gets up and screams at me in a restaurant, and then I get to scream at them, and then they finally leave. It's like, hey, I'm not going to run from you. This isn't some video game fantasy land. Do you understand that?
That's exactly right. I mean, there was a very famous Twitter exchange a few years ago where they're literally saying, what will you do when the Red Army takes over and we institute full Islamist communism? And they're all morons. They think, oh, well, I'm going to be in uniform procurement. I'll be a psychologist treating former capitalists who had PTSD in the gulags. This is what these people actually think. No, they're going to be the first to be crushed under the boot of the totalitarian regime they're bringing in.
By the way, pull up Larry Grathwall, Green Beret, that infiltrated the Weathermen. It all came out in court. You think that this is just the Weathermen 40 years ago who Obama sat at their knee. This is the mindset of Antifa. We've infiltrated. We've recorded. We've played it. They fantasize about some weird 1917 Red Army takeover of America and how they're literally going to rape and kill our wives and piss on us and make us work in forced labor camps. No, meth heads, you're going to pay.
I mean, they're the useful idiots. That's what this comes down to, and they don't even realize it. They are the useful idiots of the globalists, and they're going to be the first after we go down. If they're successful, they're going to be next.
We're going to pull up Larry Grathwald that talks about the Weatherman's plan to put 50 million Americans in camps and kill 25 million of us, and they're going to literally rape your wives and rape your children. They're all a bunch of pedophile devil worshippers, and they're all going straight to hell. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
A bomb exploded early this morning in the Pentagon, and left-wing terrorists telephoned newspapers to say they were responsible.
At midday, the Associated Press got a phone call from a man saying he was with the Weather Underground and that bombs would explode at the Departments of Interior and Agriculture and the Smithsonian before the day was out.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
Credit for the Capitol bombing was claimed in a letter received by the Associated Press today, signed by the Weather Underground.
The explosion destroyed one of the Pentagon's 140 women's restrooms and blasted out a wall on the fourth floor.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Larry Grathwald died a few years ago. He had his daughter on. He was highly decorated Green Beret in Vietnam, going to Bainline College. They tried to recruit him. This was the Weatherman. They said, we're going to put 50 million people in camps, mainly white conservative men. We're going to kill them, and we're going to put their families in forced labor. That came out in federal court. Well, now you can go to Yahoo today in an article against me, and I mean, a third of the comments, I read hundreds of them. There's like 2,500 comments that I saw this morning. I couldn't read them all, but I mean, I read a few hundred. And it was like, we're going to kill him. We're going to put him in a forced camp. I can't wait for the communists take over. This is what they're teaching at the colleges. Antifa is mainline. That's why mainstream media promotion is good. And so, Tom Pepper, you were talking about a few years ago. I remember seeing this. It went viral. Leftists fantasizing about, well, repeat what they were saying they were going to do.
I mean, it's absolutely insane. It's either on Twitter or Tumblr, and we've posted it here recently on my Facebook page. But what they're saying is the first guy says, so what are you going to do when the communists take over and we finally win? And somebody says, oh, great question. I'm going to be in uniform design and procurement for the Red Army. And another guy comes in and says, that's a fascinating thought. I think I will treat capitalists who have PTSD in the gulags. That's what I'm going to do. And it goes on like this for four or five posts. These people are absolutely delusional. They're going to be, if they're lucky, a dirt farmer somewhere struggling to exist.
And I remember it. I remember it because it was real people. They really, I mean, they're in this article I saw today in the comments fantasizing about the same stuff.
Right, right. No, this is a real thing. These people are so deluded. This is the, this would be like if you and I are sitting there, well, we get back to 1776, I'm going to open a plantation. I mean, that's nuts. That's not realistic, but that's what these
people. It's not even what the world is today with just-on-time delivery and all these systems. You destabilize it, it'll fall apart. If we don't have 2.2 children, all the algorithms show we're going to have societal collapse already, and the globalists are already gearing it for a civilizational collapse, which they're going to be separate from in armored cities they're already building. And these idiots don't know the plan is to remove all them. That's at the academic level. They believe they're bringing in a communist revolution. The globalists have literally set them up to destabilize and bring down a pro-human civilization.
That's exactly right. And we all know that the globalists will be taken care of. They've got the black helicopters. They're going to go to their little, their, as you say, the fortified cities. It's these moronic communists who, if they start a civil war, and God hope we don't get there. You and I are fighting every single day of our lives to avoid that. But if we get there and they win, they're the next to go.
By the way, this isn't hyperbole. I first reported this 12, 13 years ago now when I was meeting with a major producer in Hollywood. And he had just been meeting with James Cameron. And James Cameron was basically saying, I don't even care about movies anymore. I'm not going to try to put out hologram movie theaters like I was. I'm moving to New Zealand. I've got these ships that I claim are looking for wrecks, but that's just the tax write-off. That's in case even New Zealand falls. I've got my own fleet. Right. There's a nuclear war, a bioweapons release, because he's been told, get ready for that. It's coming, this extinction event. Well, now that's mainstream news that they're all running to New Zealand, Kauai, Hawaii, and Tasmania, Australia. That's in New York Times, Washington Post. This is real, folks. They're trying to gear a worldwide collapse from which we basically kill ourselves, and then they return. It's psychotic. Really, they've built a system that's not sustainable that's going to collapse. So they've just tried to Svengali it and then claim they really manage the whole thing.
Right. No, that's exactly right. This is their solution. And it's all around the world. They have these little bug-out zones. Iceland is one of them. Switzerland is one of them. These isolated areas where, for some reason, they don't have multiculturalism and all of these immigrants who come from completely antithetical cultures. They don't have all of these high taxes and insane policies that we have here in the West, but they're in the West. It is because that's where Kim Jong-un goes to school. That's where all of these great families, the Rockefellers, go to school.
They jump in back and forth. That's what globalism is. It's corporate crony capitalism using communism and fascism. This is all in Carol Quigley's book, Bill Clinton's Mentor, 1,100 pages. We sell it, Tragedy and Hope, InfoWarsStore.com. Go read it, folks. It's written by them, head of Georgetown Political Science. And they set up the communist dictatorships, use all the slave labor. The generals all become billionaires. Westerners that put them in power become billionaires, have total control, use all the slave goods to leverage out and take over the West industry as well in economic warfare. And then they're offshore, based in Ireland mainly, and are totally tax exempt and all pay zero while they lobby for you, the middle class, making $60,000, $70,000, $100,000, $200,000 a year, that you're rich, not paying your fair share at 40% federal alone, on average paying 65% in taxes, most of which is siphoned off to Warren Buffett, who got in one bailout $487 million for his own company. Type in Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of 2008 bailout, while he lectures you that there should be higher taxes and he's not paying enough when he got the laws written where he basically pays no tax.
And he says he's willing to pay more tax. Yeah, prove it, buddy. The IRS has a donation window. Go ahead and chuck all your money in there. It'll be great.
Oh, it's all a stunt. He's a total eugenicist predator.
Absolutely. No, you're totally right. And for people who don't believe this, this is already happening around the world, as you well know. I mean, look at South America, where it's on a micro scale. The people, the top 1% of these failed countries down there that have totally fallen to communism, they're still living great. They've still got food. They've got palatial estates with guards and fenced up. And
oh, the jets fly in the caviar.
Right. That's exactly right. Meanwhile, everyone else, they've already eaten the zoo animals. They don't know what else to eat. They're sifting through the garbage, hoping to find a rat so they can have dinner.
They ate the zoo animals 6 years ago in
Venezuela.
Yeah, Venezuela. And then now thousands are dying a week from starvation. But don't worry, the government made a law saying you can't report it.
That's right. That's right. There's a law saying you can't report it. And here in the West, the number one thing is, well, that's not real communism. That's state capitalism. It's different.
And let me give you, Tom Peppert, the last piece of the equation that you obviously already know, but the audience knows this too. We got to warn people. Then they send in Bernie Sanders, allow him to swindle and take over universities and implode them. Huge million-dollar houses everywhere, $118,000 cars, caviar, private jets, but he'll do photo ops, flying coach. I mean, this is a criminal, conscious slug. No, a predator with just hate for you and your family. Went to have his honeymoon in the Soviet Union where he could literally go and visit gulags and piss on Christians. And I mean, this is a monster who has will to destroy you. They didn't send him in with Elizabeth Warren and all this other scum and Buttigieg to promise you all this free stuff while the globalists are offshore tax exempt, and then you vote for free stuff, it implodes everything, you get nothing, and they never even know what hit you. He runs to Switzerland.
That's exactly right. No, you nailed it right there. And they're trying to do this worldwide, again, except for their special isolated zones that are totally immune to all of this. They don't have any of this coming up. But that is exactly the plan. They want to destroy America so they can rebuild it in their own image, which is essentially hell.
And let's be clear, Kim Jong-il, all of them, they send their kids to the finest places in Switzerland. They jet out and live in the richest areas. They're not even in their country half the time. And they enjoy strutting by and seeing starving people that are literally living on 600 calories a day. There's no birds. There's no bugs. Everything's been eaten. And they could live off the incredible wealth of setting people free, but they don't care. They want to see them starving and begging with the satanic energy sucking off of them. Meanwhile, South Korea got a little bit of freedom, richest country per capita in the world, total wealth, less physical resources. But you see, the real resource of the Satanist is draining the spiritual energy and the pain of the Korean people. That's the feast. North Korea is a rich kingdom of vampires.
There was one of the big Democrats, Ed Buck. He actually, one of his accusers said, when he was being allegedly drugged, raped, all the stuff Ed Buck does to these people, massive friend of the Clintons, he actually said that Ed Buck feeds off the energy of sucking black people dry. That's what the accuser said. It's exactly what
he would come and make them overdose and make them have. Well, he's been arrested over and over again. A bunch of people die at his house.
They die at his apartment, and then he drags them outside. And
well, there's something about black people, and I'm not a Satanist, so I don't know it, but like the Rolling Stones just came out, sacrificed a black kid at their house in New York. It's very hard to find it, but it was in the 70s. Dead kid at their house. Yeah, they really tried to expunge it. But the point is that, yeah, there's a favorite of Satanists is killing black kids. And they like to kill all kids.
Right.
And little girls especially. But they love to kill black kids and drink their blood.
That's exactly right. And it's all admitted now. This is the crazy thing. Another example of where Alex Jones has been proven right. This is something that was totally out of left field, I thought, when you first said it 5 or 6 years ago. And then you read Ed Buck's accuser saying, yes, he would drug me. He would suck my energy out. He wants to watch me die. That's what makes him happy. That's what the accuser says.
That's Clinton's top donor. Yeah, all the people die at his house. Yes, that's what he does. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Victims, was it 2-3 deaths in his house now? But those that survived said he would tell them, I'm draining your energy. There's big civil suits. I know the police have raided his house. I was going from memory. He hasn't been arrested. They've been calling for it. We'll get to that in a moment. But here's Larry Grathwald. The interview's on YouTube. It's like an hour long. Talking about inside the Weatherman when he's sitting there with the top people that advise Obama, how they're going to put 50 million of us in camps, how 25 million of us have to die. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. The reply was establishing re-education centers in the Southwest. I asked, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? The reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
And then I was on Yahoo this morning, and I'm going to do a special report on this just to show it all. And I spent like 20, 30 minutes scanning, because it was like a third of the comments are, we want to get him in a camp. I can't wait to torture him to death. Once we take over, we're going to kill them all. And then people are like, oh, yes, oh, yes. You're not going to do jack crap. You understand, I don't need to feel like a man to tell you that I can kill your ass if I want to, if you try to kill me. I want you to wake up and come out of your sickness. But they're satanic. They get off on killing babies. They want to kill babies after they're born. They're harvesting their organs. I told everybody this. Now 7 states have passed laws to keep them alive and do it. I had a nurse in my house a few months ago, an RN. I'm going to leave it at that. Who was a friend of the family. Let's just say distant family of family. And I was bringing this up to her, and she goes, actually, I know about that in the wing next door. They put them in oxygen tents, but they're live babies, right? And she's like, well, yeah, but I said, yeah. So if the doctor says they're going to resuscitate at birth, they say it's a living baby. But if they don't resuscitate, it's still alive. It's legalese. They keep it alive and kill it. And she started shaking. Okay, and almost pissed on herself because it was someone. See the Stockholm Syndrome? You're involved, and no, next door they're keeping babies alive and killing them. And she said adults, too. She said, yeah, and people that have been in car wrecks and stuff. And I said, and some of them aren't brain dead, are they? And she starts shaking because these people by increment have become part of the crime. And then they're in the middle of it, and then when they're confronted with it and have that conscious thought, they don't know what to do. So the governor has to come out and go, we keep baby after they born alive, and we keep them comfortable. Well, why do you keep them comfortable? Because they're harvesting them.
Well, and you notice, I mean, going back to that Ralph Northam that I helped break, that was totally amazing insanity that we were seeing coming out of that horrible, horrible man. But what was interesting that he said, he did not use the word doctor once in that interview. It's a provider. I mean, they dress it up in such colorful language, and what it does is it hides the lie. It's exactly what you're talking about. It's their big, beautiful lie.
They're not baby killers. They're not killing babies already born. They're providers.
Yeah, they're providing for the world. They're providing for the mother. They're providing for the dead baby. But what he's talking about, fundamentally, I don't like to dress it up. They pull the baby out of the uterus. They keep it alive right up until the point where they shove an ice pick in its brain at the base of its skull and kill it. That's what this is.
And there's more people wanting to adopt each other than there are abortions.
Right.
Meanwhile, Buttigieg says Christians hate babies. No, it's Christians that adopt all the babies. It's Christians that built the damn country, you little weak chicken neck traitor.
Well, you've got Buttigieg saying that, then you have Bernie saying to kill brown babies. I mean, this is what these people are like.
Why do you think they're totally coming out of the closet now with their Satanism, their anti-human garbage?
Honestly, Alex, you're part of the reason. You're part of the reason this whole big populist movement is part of the reason, because people are calling them on their crap. And when that happens, they have two choices. One, they can either deny it, or two, they can normalize it.
So what's coming next? Because I want to get into how you see this unfolding. Do you agree with me that we're at a major crossroads right now?
Absolutely. And we are at that major crossroads, and it totally depends. I mean, I love President Trump. I think he's doing wonderful things, but he needs to double down on the road that he is traveling and not be led astray by family members, by whatever it is, because that's what it comes down to. We can either continue down this road and we can unleash a new era of American prosperity, or as many, many empires have throughout history, we can fall and be exterminated.
And the globalists admit they know that, and the CFR, that's the internationalist literal British empire traitors. I'm not blaming the British. It's the same governing globalist empire corporate system that used the UK's power to take over much of the world. It is now saying the American century's over, the Chi-Com century's here, and they're trying to get America to commit suicide, and Trump is saying no, we're saying no. And so, yes, Trump's light years better than Hillary, and we're glad he's there, but we're 2 days in to the Washington Post article that he's looking at red flag computers using iPhones and Apple Watches and droids and home assistants that are already listening to you to tell if they think you're suicidal or going to hurt somebody by little micro things of your voice and things. No judge, no jury, no due process. Your guns are then taken and many other things. When we come back, they're not just promoting in the news that all your home assistants are listening to you and that courts are indeed coming in and using, going and saying, give us a month, give us a year, and it's all recorded. Of course it is. And humans are listening to it at the companies. Now they're doing it to video games. Now, oh, that's right. You didn't know the video games are all recorded? We're going to cover that when we come back. What you're saying during video games, what you're doing on the phone, everything's been recorded for at least 10 years. That's all of it saved.
Well, and it's no surprise. I mean, what you see them doing with video games now, they ban your language in real time as you say it. So if you say a naughty word that you're not allowed to say, definitely not on broadcast, but not on Facebook, not on Twitter, not on
Instagram. The AI stops it before it goes out.
That's exactly right. And you get permanent ban.
The chains are on, folks, and now they want to announce it to you that they're on.
Right.
But they go, oh, they might struggle if we let them know. They're like, it doesn't matter. Let them know. We've chained them.
Well, that, it's all for our greater good. It's all because we need to do this to stop the next mass shooter. We will monitor the video games. We will monitor your home. We'll have the Alexa listening to you sleep. And if your heart starts beating too fast, we'll have a pharmaceutical guy come on in and give you whatever drug you need. This is all in the white papers. It's all on nationalfile.com. It's all on Infowars.com. They want us to know this. They are normalizing. It's the same reason 3 years ago we had stories of the people saying they're not a monster. They're a pedophile, and they're a virtuous pedophile, and now they have a word called MAP, which is something along the lines of a pedophile that is a minor attracted person. They're trying to get us used to this stuff, so when it all comes out, we will accept it, and that's exactly...
They're teaching us not to stand up for ourselves, for the rise of the cyborg takeover and the post-human world, and they're announcing it, and they're telling it to us, and that's all that matters, folks, is you take hold of your humanity and God and your family, and you stand against it, and you let them know that you're aware of what they're doing, and you raise the alarm, and they will be defeated. But it's going to be a long, hard fight, just as the Bible tells us. But in the end, we will prevail, ladies and gentlemen. We will stop the pedophile armies together. We will stop all the followers that signed on to Satanism, believing they would be given power in the earth when all they're going to be given is enslavement. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back to one more segment with Tom Papert. Then Owen Schroyer has got incredible breaking news and amazing stuff that we're going to break down. Talk about the design collapse of society. He's got it all videoed and documented. He'll be on with us 45 after till 15 into the next hour. Then Will Johnson's got huge breaking news and big developments. He'll be in studio visiting with us, and again, you want to join us for that. And Dr. Nick Baggage as well is coming up. And I believe Carpe Donctum's got some announcements as well from MemeWorld.com. MemeWorld.com's another great site I love visiting. Remember, the only way it gets out is when you promote it, just like Summit.News and just like NationalFile.com. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm with InfoWars.com. Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalist. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
One of the main cost of entry into the world government, the anti-human system, is that you hate InfoWars and despise yours truly. And I am extremely proud of that. I'm probably more proud of that than really anything other than my children. And I'm very thankful for that. To have the enemy of humanity, to have the godforsaken satanic globalist say that my name is verboten and that my website is verboten and that I'm the most hated enemy, even more than Trump, is a real blessing. That's because we have these sickening demons' number, and we're calling them out, and we're not scared of them, and they can't stand that. I'm only scared of what I want to do to them that would keep me from my larger mission of being peaceful and awakening folks. But watching these snakes slither around and feed on children and others is very hard to watch, but I'll sit back and watch it, and then I'll do everything I can to stop them. Now, you can type in anywhere. Home assistants are listening to you, recording everything for years, and giving it to the police. And, of course, you see where Amazon and you see where Google and all these companies just turn everything over. You go, oh, that sounds great, except it's total dragnets, and everything's being recorded. And they tried to deny this years ago, but I showed you the terms of service for Samsung TVs and iPhones and everything. And so now, here it is. States to launch Google, Facebook antitrust probes. We told you that that was coming. They met a few months ago in Omaha, Nebraska, and now they're moving. But that's too little, too late. Exclusive. This is from Forbes. Oh, it's exclusive. Feds order Apple and Google to hand over the names of 10,000 users of a gun scope app. Because it turns out that the Apple app and the Google app, it's on both, recorded everything you ever did on it when you aimed the rifle scope app at a deer or a building or your girlfriend joking. It all was recorded, and now they're going to put your name and your internet ID. Why not? I mean, Apple's already based in China and gives them all the code keys to your every device. Yeah, Chinese government is in your phone. You worry about Apple hacks? Apple is the Chi-Com. So here it is. Own a rifle? Got a scope? To go with it, the government might soon know who you are, where you live, and how to reach you. That's because Apple and Google have been ordered by the U.S. government to hand over the names, phone numbers, and other identifying data to at least 10,000 users of a single gun scope app. Forbes has discovered, in an unprecedented move, never before has a case been disclosed in which American investigators demanded personal data of users on a single app from Apple and Google, and never has the order been made public where the feds have asked the Silicon Valley giant, this is the coming out, for info on so many thousands of people. According to the court order filed by the Department of Justice on September 5th, investigators want information on users of Obsidian 4, a tool used to control rifle scopes made by Night Vision Specialist American Technologies Network Corp. The app allows gun owners to get a live stream, take video, and calibrate their gun scope from the Android iPhone device, according to Google Play page Obsidian 4. It has been more than 10,000 downloads. Apple doesn't provide the download numbers. And it goes on to say, it's a video recording over the app in their database of everything you videotape. So everyone that has the app, everyone that ever uploaded with it, it's all been given with all your personal data to the feds. You like that? And they've got a decade at least of everything recorded. Everything. Not just samples. And they switch on your phone when you're sitting there playing with your winky dink, or you're having sex with your wife, or you're doing business deals. It's all been recorded, and text files have been made that are searchable, and they've got all this power and all this criminality and all this stuff. They built it by design, and now they're about to roll it out for you. They're about to tell the schmucks about it. Who warned you 20 years ago? I told you specifically how it worked because NSA whistleblowers came to me. Engineers, guys worth millions of dollars, who had built the damn stuff. It's all funny now, isn't it, huh? It's all cutesy-footsy. And you know what they use all these apps for? To protect the kidnapped children.
to protect themselves from getting caught. It's all about watching you, and only the evil child molesters and devil worshipers are going to give them full access to all this so they can have a heads up on all of us. And basically, they believe have invincibility to carry out their criminal ops against you. You going to do anything? You going to speak out against it? Or are you going to get scared and suck your thumb? Hell, a lot of people will probably join with it. A lot of folks are cowards. They think, well, I'll just join with it. I'll be safe. No, you'll be destroyed. Because this craziness is going to run until billions are dead. And we're going to have to worship the robots. That's all in the Bible. And they're all announcing they're going to have more rights than us and the cyborgs. And they're all going to say they're gods. And it's all a big delusion. And then it's all going to fall in 1 hour. Just like a computer would. It's going to go. And then billions are going to starve to death. And then any globalists hiding in their underground bases are going to be dug out of their holes. All of this will happen before this generation's dead. Watch it happen, Tom Pappert.
You're exactly right. And it's one of the most terrifying things to think about, Alex, is how many people are just going along with this. This morning I saw a headline, I'm not even sure where it was from, saying that the first ever instance of a robot hiring a human has just happened, as a robot with AI did a bunch of interviews and hired somebody. And there's so many people out there who think, you can't stop this. This is the future. This is wonderful. Let's just sign on for it. This is great. Well, the government, this is something that I get far too often. The government already has my info. Who cares? Let them have more. Take the tape off my laptop. Let them listen to me on my phone. Let them know what exactly I'm watching on TV and what I'm saying to my wife. It doesn't matter. They already know. I give up. And it's the most sickening attitude that I've seen in my life.
And what it is Stockholm Syndrome. Why don't you show on your Facebook when you're going out of town what your address is and what you got? Because thieves use it to rob you. The predatory system is building a post-human world. You're building your own destruction. They say it's being built to make you obsolete and extinct humans by this generation. NBC News, the plan is to kill you. They're already killing your fertility. They're already lowering your IQ so you can't fight.
Yep, that's exactly right.
But let me tell you, you're aware of this? And ask God for guidance, literally God comes in and it boosts your IQ. You don't have to be possessed by a demon and want to rape kids and think, wow, this is amazing. You can actually have God come into you. You want that? You Satanists don't understand anything and how powerful God is. You couldn't even handle it. Believe me.
You're absolutely right. And that is the one saving grace, literally saving grace of our society, is that we have good people who are fighters. Metaphorical, metaphysical fighters who are on the side of good. The Satanists, they don't have that. They have useful idiots. That's what they have.
They have zombie slaves.
That's what it comes down to. And meanwhile, I mean, they are so afraid. That's why, again, they've been normalizing everything. That's why we've had 5 years of, oh, how come there's an ad? I just mentioned that when I was changing clothes yesterday, and all of a sudden it's on my phone. That's why they've been rolling this out slowly, because they know that their goose is cooked, metaphorically, and it's only a matter of time until everybody is awake. Like,
and 2 weeks ago, I said, watch, in the room, I said, let's talk about Fantasy Island. And then a few days later, everybody goes, yeah, Fantasy Island popped up in my Yahoo feed, my Google feed on YouTube. I've never even talked about that in my life. And I'm like, yeah, look, it's all Fantasy Island.
I was talking
because we had a conversation about Fantasy Island.
Right.
Today I was hiking with my wife, and I said, watch. Okay, and the phone was off. And I said, watch, I'm going to say racist stuff. And you watch while we're hiking. The phone is going to go bloop and turn on. And I started saying it as a test. And she goes, oh, my God, it turned on. It was going bloop, and it was sending data. It was recording. and you're like, wait a minute. Again, folks, it's incredible.
I
did that as a test.
Right.
I showed her, and she was like, oh, my God.
No, you're exactly right. I was meeting with business partners this last weekend, and I made the Marty Robbins quote, communism, socialism, call it what you like. There's very little difference in the two. I go to YouTube. Some of the guys had never heard it. Some of them are business partners, and they never heard it. So I go to YouTube. It's right there, the top searchers. I've never listened to that song on a laptop before, but there it is. I mean, it's so obvious and on the nose what they're doing, but yet there's this little tiny paper-thin and growing thinner by the day layer of them pretending that it's not happening. But we saw the document from HARPA where they say, we're going to use your Spitbit. We're going to use your
They admit they're doing it. The head of the CIA 8 years.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Host Alex Jones. We've got the host of The War Room, Owen Schroyer, weekdays 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central. He's here with us riding shotgun into the next hour, and Will Johnson's going to be in studio with us as well. A lot of key things will be announced when he's on with us. But let me hit this right now, Owen. I haven't really gotten into the Second Amendment stuff enough. I mean, I've been covering it some, but look at these headlines. Red flag laws spur debate on due process. And they've got all these AP, Reuters, Politico, like, yeah, seven states have passed the laws and another, you know, 10 states are about to pass it and a whole bunch of other things have happened and everything. And yeah, we didn't really need due process anymore. And yeah, you don't even really make a threat. We just take your guns. It's just incredible how this is happening. And then I have this article out of Associated Press that was right next to another article about me today on the front page that was total disinfo that I'd lost at appeal in the Sandy Hook thing. No, the Austin judge just gave a one-sentence ruling. We appealed it that we were going to challenge the lawsuit. And the Texas court said, well, we're passing that back down to the judge because we don't have any jurisdiction. The judge didn't create a ruling. He didn't have a hearing because this judge is an admitted leftist who wants to crucify me. And here in Austin is leftist in San Francisco. And he is openly saying all of this. So it wasn't a defeat. Their little fake trials they want to have are years away. But they ran nationally that I lost Sandy Hook. Now, it wasn't as bad as AP a few months ago when they said that I wrote a book called No One Died at Sandy Hook and that I lost a suit for millions of dollars. I never wrote that book. Professor Fetzer did. I never interviewed Fetzer on the book. I'm not in the book. I later found out. And I had lawyers contact AP and they said, we don't care. Or the Wall Street Journal. They also ran it. They said, we don't care. Sue us. Because these big trillion-dollar corporations that own them don't care. They want to lie with impunity and create the illusion that we're all losing. Let me tell you what's happening. States politicians back Gunmaker and Sandy Hook appeal. AP, the same law firm suing me. It's run by Senator Blumenthal. The same group spending millions and millions and millions to try to bankrupt us. The same group that lied and said I sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. That's the group who sued Remington, our oldest firearm maker, into bankruptcy. Because Remington had corporate lawyers. You know, Koskov and Koskov spends $5 million. I spend $200,000 fighting them. But Remington's lawyers, the word is something like $100 million or something in a five-year battle with these guys. Oh, yeah. I mean, this Koskov and Koskov is the devil incarnate. I mean, they're trying to get rid of the First Amendment and the Second. And if the Supreme Court rules, because they've had the rigged courts in Connecticut rule, that Remington is liable if someone uses their gun illegally. Think of the liability if someone uses a car illegally or a baseball bat illegally. If you think lawyers have already wrecked America and already bankrupted us, we can't do business. And the Supreme Court's hearing it right now, and the same law firm that sends 5 to 10 lawyers to every hearing is saying all of this. That's who we're up against. That's who we're fighting. That's who we're dealing with. So I'm not a victim. I'm a warrior for myself and my family and you. And I'm fighting these people and we're exposing them. That's why you got to fight harder and spread the word and pray and buy our products. Because when you do that, we can stand against these people and they'll never be able to silence me. You know, they've got one of these lawyers that's a former state attorney that put the governor in prison in Connecticut. And what they keep trying to do is claim that I'm covering up evidence and doing all this crazy crap. And the judge sits there in the case and goes, we know you made money off Sandy Hook. Give us all your secret documents. They don't exist. The judge says, I'm throwing your case out. I'm going to go to summary judgment. I know it's true what these dirty Hillary people say. I mean, it's just sick. But you've been watching and listening. It's them that live off Sandy Hook. It's them that talk about it constantly and sue Remington out of existence and letting thousands of people lose their jobs in Connecticut. They're the bloodsuckers. They're the Democrats. They're the big fat party of the perverts. And they want to put me in prison. They know they're going to lose this at the Supreme Court. It'll go on for years, rigged courts. It'll die in the Supreme Court. Because If they let you sue Remington and say they're responsible if someone does something illegally with it, well, then if I go buy a butcher knife and kill somebody, Ginsu Knives is liable. But they run thousands of articles a day right now. It's in newspapers all over Texas, all over the nation, that I lost a lawsuit. You go, why would they do that? Because it creates the illusion that I'm a loser and I'm guilty. Well, you know what? I am guilty of beating Hillary politically, and so are you. And I'm guilty of loving God and loving America. And I'm guilty of standing against these people and never submitting. And I've never been stronger. Join God, folks. Don't be afraid of evil and ask God for guidance and ask God for the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, you will experience enlightenment and discernment. And I'm going to tell you, quite frankly, what the Bible talks about gifts, all of your gifts, your powers will increase until it's – I used to drink because I can't handle it. But you know what? I don't drink any anymore, nothing. And I'm telling you, it's explosive. These people, you can see how shut off they are, how possessed they are, how they're slaves. Blumenthal, these people are literally husk. They're not even human. They're just, I mean, they're not – they simulate human activity because they're – of their father, the devil. The Clintons, all of them, look at them. Thank God you're not with them. I'm ready to die for Christ. I'm not scared of Blumenthal. I'm not scared of Hillary. I'm not scared of Obama. I'm scared of not being with God. You know, God always provides just what we need. I'd like to have a bigger war chest to really expand. Go get our products, 50% off right now when you get Brain Force with our new Chill Force that isn't a depressant. It energizes and makes you have clear, more zen energy is what I would call it. Should have called it zen energy. It's just, and I'm taking it right now. Turbo Force with the Zen Force, with the Chill Force. 50% off together, 40% off Chill Force by itself, and that funds the total commitment and our will with God in our sails, punching through the enemy. Yeah, you can feel it. Yeah, yeah. You devil worshippers will pay. I'm not afraid of you. God destroys you. And they can feel it. Oh, and tell us what's coming up next hour.
Well, there's a lot coming up, Alex. You're fired up today, and it's always a pleasure to be on the air with you when you're in a good spirits and a good mode like this.
Look at that.
It's right there.
We're winning, brother.
Well, I completely understand pretty much almost everything you said there, so I'm glad that you just finished off that rant. But you know what? I'll just say this. A lot of times, you know, you may seem erratic to the audience. I may seem erratic. But you got to understand, when you're dealing with this stuff and when you see this, I mean, it's beyond corruption. I mean, these people are outright liars.
They're saying,
you really can't believe it. So we're not in a comfort zone. And I was saying this the other day. As soon as you get in a comfort zone, this is a revolutionary war. As soon as you're comfortable, you lose the revolution. The revolution dies. So we have to have total victory in this revolution before we can ever get comfortable. So we're not going to be comfortable like some other people out there just because Trump is in office and the ratings are up at, you know, those conservative news networks.
We don't want to be delusional winners and believe in a fantasy land we're winning right now, like the left doing fake articles they're winning. They're losing, but they've got to lose completely.
And so here's a loss that we're dealing with on a local level, Alex, and this is what we're going to get into on the next level. I am single-handedly witnessing Austin, Texas, go from when I got here just over 3 years ago, a great metropolis.
A paradise.
A beautiful city, really beautiful city. Some infrastructure problems, but that's because it's a booming city. But as far as, you know, cleanliness and downtown and the skyline and all the activities, great town.
Now Austin's like a rundown gas station bathroom.
Overnight, Austin, Texas, really since the ordinance was amended July 1st, but it's really happened overnight in the last 2 weeks. Austin, Texas has become the hellhole from all the videos you see coming out of San Francisco.
But driving around, it's like they're parachuting in demonic meth head, heroin heads, and giggling. You'll walk by them and they're going, and giggling.
No, I shot a video.
While spraying feces out, and the left's just celebrating, just satanically.
There's a guy, I shot a video of this guy. He stands on the side of a road in a purge mask, and he dances. You feel like you're in the purge walking around.
Oh, yeah, there's all these lunatic Satanists just running around. You think we're joking, it's all coming up.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.